You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action in Roscommon. We've got a mixed card to look forward to there. 8 races on the flat and over the jumps. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, buddy. Yes, I'm all good. Raring to go for this week. Starting off with Roscommon tonight. But Royal Ascot on the horizon. Exciting times.
It is. It is. Good stuff to look forward to at Royal Ascot, of course. Plenty of Irish runners coming over as well. And both codes tonight, Andy. Best of both worlds this evening.
Yeah, just got to keep an eye on the weather tonight at Roscommon, haven't we? Obviously, a lot of showers forecast both England and Ireland. I had a look at the radar map this morning, and where Roscommon is, there's guaranteed to be some kind of rain. And it does get quite testing here very quickly if they do see some rainfall in the next 12 hours or so. So just beware. It's good to firm in places at the time of recording, but that could change rapidly. And I've kind of like put a few kind of caveats in place just in case we do get a change.
All right, good stuff. Keep an eye on the going then. First race this evening, let's get stuck into it, is the 5:30. We start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Auction Maiden. It's over 7 furlongs and a well-spotted favourite this morning, Billy Big, 11-4 into 9-4 at the time of recording this. 5-2 for Branchline, Dancing Waves 11-2. It's 9-1 for Fast in the Sun, Hailstone 12s, 14s for Magwadiri, and Tinder and 16s are bigger for the rest. Who'd you like in the upper, Andy? A well-spotted favourite here.
Yeah, he probably does set the fair standard, Billy Big. It's not a particularly good race, I will say that before we start off, and there's no representation for any of the big powerful stables, with the greatest respect to most of these here, other than perhaps Joe Lyon. So we're probably concentrating on those that have had a run, and Billy Big, as I said, has probably got the best form coming into this race. And that was a good fourth the other day at the Curragh behind one of Johnny Murta's nice horses called Grand Coalition. There was a nice horse as well running in second, Intelligence Cross, from the now Brian stable. And they fought out a decent finish. Billy Big was always up with the speed. He just didn't quite have the foot of those very classy horses on the good to firm ground to go with him later on. But he certainly did enough to suggest that he's bound to be competitive tonight. He's got a nice low draw and he would be the number one choice. Interesting money for Branchline this morning, I noticed, from the Andrew Slattery stable. You're not really recognised for having two-year-old winners, but could have done with a slightly better draw. I think Connections would have probably wished for a lower stall figure position if they were really confident. But he's definitely worth keeping an eye on. He's written obviously nicely bred, being by Rip Van Winkle. So keep your eye on him, whatever he does tonight. But Billy Big, he definitely gets the choice in the first.
Billy Big, the selection in the opening race, and the second race is the 6 o'clock. And this one is a handicap over 7 furlongs, 6-1 the field. As we record this in the morning, 6-1 for Enough is Enough. Jackie Ellis 15-2. It's also 15-2 for Sister Slew and Dandy Steps. Dandy Steps, in fact, is a bit of a springer this morning. 14s into 15-2. 9-1 for Lily's Prince. 10s for Consonance and Bellezza Oscura, the latter being a reserve. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the rest. This is as open a race as you'll see all night, Andy. What do you like in the 6 o'clock?
Certainly right, Mark. Yeah, I think there's races at Royal Ascot that are less competitive than this, or easier to solve. I'm going to go with Jackie Ellis, but not with a great deal of confidence. I'm obviously trying to preempt a little bit of rain here tonight at Roscommon. And if there is showers in the area, then she'll handle it better than most. She ran a reasonable race last time out at Killarney from a bad draw. Stall 13 was always going to be difficult to overcome, and that turned out to be the case. But all the same, she's still running quite eye-catchingly to be a never near a seventh behind the massively improved and in-form horse, Elusive in Paris. I'm basically just looking to get anything that's finished in behind James Fane's Charge. And the runner-up, Busy Bush, who runs later on the card, went on to win next time out to boost the form. Andy Beaton, 6.5 lengths. Got some good form this season as well on soft or heavy ground, and has won once when the conditions have been in its favour. So all in all, I think Jackie Ellis is probably one of the most solid horses in this race. Nicely drawn with Smullen on board. She'll do for me each way.
Each way selection, Jackie Ellis then in the 6 o'clock. Race number 3 in the card is the 6:30. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile and a quarter. Pretty sharp price favourite this morning in the shape of Munashid, who's 11-10, 4-1 for Benny Paré. Motherland's 5-1, 8-1 for First Class Ticket. Quids in 10s, 25s into 16s for Alcander, 20s or bigger for the rest. Is this Dermot Weld shorty rightfully so for you, Andy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously Dermot's also in great form. Alvina won yesterday and Pat Mullins riding on the crest of a wave. And they're sure to team up to good effect throughout the week at Royal Ascot with several choice runners. And they should go into the Royal meeting with the best possible confidence boost in the shape of this Munashid, who's run a couple of really eye-catching races in very, very hot maidens towards the back end of last season. First of all, in that race that was won by Hitta de Balm, of course, who went on to score for the O'Brien camp at the Breeders' Cup Festival. And there was loads of horses that run well subsequently out of that race. A good third behind Idaho, of course, ran a blinder in the Derby. Stands out, you know, on that form. And given that he was finishing his race off pretty strongly in the closing stages, you'd imagine that the step-up in trip tonight is just what he wants. It isn't a particularly strong race. You know, the likes of Benny Paré and one or two others have got bits and pieces of form, First-Class Ticket, but that's all weather form. And if we get, you know, the showers developing, it could be a little bit of concern for him. So it looks a bit of an obvious one. Not a bad price this morning, odds against. So I would have probably made it even, you know, even money or shorter. So the Dermot Weld runner, Munashid, gets the solid vote in the 6:30.
Munashid for Andy in the 6:30. Race number 4 is the 7 o'clock. This is Division 1 of this mile and a quarter handicap. We got Tempo Mac at the top of the market this morning, 13-8. 9-1 for Rainfall Radar. Sharjah is 9-1. 10-1 for Song of Love and Knock My Old Boy. 11-1 for Catchy Lass and Miss Ballygally. 14s or bigger for the rest. We have to start with Tempo Mac here, Andy. Rated 134 over hurdles. Rated 57 on the flat. Is it the handicap block that the market suggests it is?
Well, it looks that way, doesn't it? Although Gordon Elliott did have one similarly to this the other week. See you all in coppers when he had won a handicap hurdle at Cork off a mark of 125. Went to Navan off a mark in the 40s and finished 10th of 22. So it doesn't always work out, and that horse has backed into odds on favourites. I'm not saying this is going to be odds on tonight, but obviously already very well supported. People have obviously spotted the potential for this horse off a mark of just 57. He ran perfectly respectably under top weight the other day in a very hot handicap of Punchestown behind one of Willie Mullins's called Bamako Manuvier. That race is all chock full of informed runners such as himself and Ancient Sands, of course, who's been plying his trade in those kind of races. So this horse potentially is very well in. Pat Mullins has been booked, so obviously no stone is not being unturned here with this horse. He hasn't got much form to write home about. In fact, this is his first run for Gordon Elliott. He used to be trained by Paul Flynn when he last ran on June 2014. So he's been off the track on the flat technically for 2 years. So, you know, he's one of those ones where you just almost take it literally that he's only got to turn up and go back down, which is not always the case. The other two to concentrate on, if you didn't want to back the favourite, a Rainfall Radar. Good run behind Enderstone Rock, that improving horse of Johnny Murters, who won next time out at Navan. I think that form's pretty solid. And if the rain does come, I think Joseph Murphy's filly will definitely be an each-way alternative. And Knock My Hail Boy, the only problem with him is the trip. He should get the trip being by Echo of Light, but he's yet to race beyond the mile. He certainly comes out well on the speed figures, finishing third to Canary Row and Talented Kid, respectively, in his last two starts. And if he does stay, then he could also be a consideration. So the probably way I'd probably play this race is I'd go with Rainfall Radar as the each-way alternative to the favourite.
Going with an alternative to the favourite there in the 7 o'clock then. On to the 7:30 next, and this one is Division 2 of this handicap over a mile and a quarter. And the market for this one headed by Whipper's Dream, who's 7-2, shortened up from 5-1 this morning as well. Intifada is 6-1, 15-2 the Ice Meister, 10-1 for Specific Gravity, Snap Click also 10s, 12s for Multiculture and Pat Harkin, Ebersani 14s with Settle for Red and Manikin and Cheval Rouge, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Who do you like in Division 2, Andy?
Yeah, my strongest and most confident bet on the card is in this race at 7:30, and that's Thomas Foley's Whipper's Dream, who arrives here in really good order. She managed to win two starts ago. A little bit of a shock, I suppose, but she was nibbled at in the market, 14s in the morning, 12s into 8s on track, and she duly got the job done in fairly decisive fashion. And the key to that performance was obviously a step up in trip and, of course, racing on very, very soft ground, which played very much into her strengths, being a mare by Whipper. That bloodline obviously induces a horse's propensity to run well with a bit of cut in the ground. Unfortunately, she was turned out under a penalty last time out and couldn't quite repeat the dose because the ground was obviously on the firm side at Fairy House beyond Elusive in Paris. Still, it wasn't a bad run. She kept on quite well, considering, and finished fourth behind the in-form runner, who, like I say, has won his last two or three starts. Goes back to Roscommon here tonight with hopefully some ease underfoot. I say hopefully because obviously at time of writing it's still good firmy places, but there's bound to be a drop of rain or two in the area. The more rain they get, the better chances Whipper's Dream's chances are, and I'm hopeful that she can bounce back to winning form under such circumstances.
Siding with Whipper's Dream then in the 7:30. 8 o'clock is race number 6 on the card, and we're over the jumps for the first time here. We've got a novice chase over the extended 2 miles, and Tiger Roll 10 to 11 at the top of the betting, 15 to 8 for Chatham House Rule, Gambling Girl 4 to 1, 40 to 1 for Nim Darney. Only 4 of them, Andy. Gordon Elliott looks to have a pretty strong hand with runners, those two runners in the Jigginstown colours here. Is it between the top two in the betting for you?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I must admit, I was quite impressed by the way Tiger Roll got the job done first time out at Ballinrobe. That was a tricky assignment first time out. There's plenty of in-form horses that had already got the previous experience over the larger obstacles. But Tiger Roll looks as though he'd been jumping fences all his life with a very, very proficient round of fencing. He won going away, and he just seemed to really take to his new role. It's just typical of Gordon Elliott, really. He's had plenty of horses such as that, that have rather lost their way over hurdles, but given you know, the sight of the big black fences, they seem to just turn inside out. And you'd expect him to go in again, to be fair. It's a race where it's fairly easy to work out what's going to happen. You've got Chatham House Rule, who's an out-and-out front runner. He's likely to take them on along at a sound tempo. And Tiger Roll would certainly want a good gallop as well, obviously, because he stays really well. So Gordon Elliott's Tiger Roll with Barry Geraghty on board. Hopefully with a clear round of jumping here, should be good enough to beat the other three.
Tiger Roll then in the 8 o'clock. The 8:30 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is the Connaught National Handicap Chase. It's over the extended 3 miles. Sir Abbott is the 4-1 favourite this morning. 6-1 for Mr Diablo. Security Breach, 6-1 with Tulsa Jack. 13-2 for Drake's Joy. 10-1 for Tom Horn and Heaney. 14s or bigger for the rest. Who wins this year's Connaught National then, Andy?
Well, you've certainly got to have Varuna Hill Chief high up on your shortlist. He's gone really well here before. And even though he arrives here not in the greatest of shape, he's done that before. He's shipped up to this track and won. He's a front runner. He's a solid jumper. And those are the tactics which are often seen to good effect around this venue, obviously being a tight right-handed track. So do keep an eye on the market for Varuna Hill Chief. And the other one to mention is Sir Abbott as well, who hasn't quite hit the heights over fences as he has done over hurdles. But Robert Tyner, 7-year-old, is surely going to win a race sooner rather than later. And what a race to break his duck in, being a valuable and prestigious €18,000 prize. A good run the last day at Roscommon at this track. Has obviously got his eye in here for this venue. And the way he stayed on in the latter stages behind the in-form Rebel Cry certainly suggested he's going to be more effective when he's stepping up in trip. So he's definitely a consideration. So those are my two against the field. Sir Abbott, who obviously comes here off the back of a good time figure here the last day, and the track specialist who won this race 12 months ago, Aaron Hill Chief. He's got every chance of repeating the dose if he's on his best form.
Couple to consider there then in the 8:30, and the final race on the card is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles, and the market headed by Sandy Mount Duke, who's even money, 7-2 for Hard to Call, Full Cry 5-1, all the 7s, 10s, and it's 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Are you with this Jessica Harrington favourite to send favourite backers home, Andy?
Well,
home happy, rather. They're going to go home anyway. Send them home
they're
happy.
They're all going to go home.
Yeah.
A lot depends on the ground conditions here tonight. Obviously, you know, it's the last race of the night. They could get any amount of rain between now and the last, and of course during the race in itself. So it's a difficult one for me to put up with any degree of confidence, Sandy Mount Duke, because he's very much a fast ground specialist. Any ease in the ground will count against his chances. And because he's an even money poke at time of recording, he's very hard to get enthusiastic over, particularly if the ground changes. So I'm going to go with Henry de Bromet's Full Cry. Although he hasn't run over fences for a little, well, actually hasn't run for quite a while, he's 3 runs over fences so far. Give him a major, major chance on form. He met the Colour Squadron on a going day when he finally got off the mark at Killarney in his first start. Nothing wrong with that run beyond Jarob next time out at Nabban. The time figure that race was very good. And you know, Don Vincenzo is a decent animal as well, so there was no disgrace in getting beat by him in back in October at Punchestown. So I think Full Cry is going to win a huge race here. He also won't mind any rain in the area. And because he's a much better price, I think I'd probably go with him each way rather than stick up the obvious short price, Sandy Mount Duke.
Full Cry each way then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, before you go, if you'll quickly spin us through your selections for Roscommon.
Yeah, as I said, just keep me on the weather here tonight at Roscommon. I have put provisos in place just in case the ground does change as expected. Billy Big sets the standard in the first, and I think he should go close from his low draw. In the 6 o'clock, any rain in the area will certainly suit Jackie Ellis, who's run particularly well on several occasions this season. Munashid looks the best of the short prize favourites in the 6:30. I'll probably go with Rainfall Radar each way off the back of that good run behind Enderstone Rock the last day, even though Tempo Mac looks very persuasive down at the foot of the weights. Whipper's Dream gets my confident vote in the 7:30, particularly if they get plenty of rain. Tiger Roll was really good the last day down in Ballinrobe, and hopefully he can go in again in that novice's chase. In the 8:30, two to concentrate in there are last year's winner Aaron Hill Chief and the improving Sir Abbott. And in the final race, Full Cry has run really well three times over fences so far. Hopefully he might get a chance to put his head in front.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Roscommon tonight. We're back in Roscommon tomorrow evening as well, so we'll speak to you then ahead of the action.
Will do. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.